My mom says it's time for me to give up now and that what I'm doing is futile. She's upset, so her accent is thicker than usual and every statement is a question. You don't think it's time to give up, Natasha? You don't think that what you're doing is futile? She draws out the first syllable of futile for a second too long. My dad doesn't say anything. He's mute with anger or impotence. I'm never sure which. His frown is so deep and so complete that it's hard to imagine his face with another expression. If this were even just a few months ago, I'd be sad to see him like this. But now I don't really care. He's the reason we're all in this mess. Peter, my 9-year-old brother, is the only one of us happy with this turn of events. Right now, he's packing his suitcase and playing No Woman, No Cry by Bob Marley. Old school packing music, he called it. Despite the fact that he was born here in America, Peter says he wants to live in Jamaica. He's always been pretty shy and has had a hard time making friends. I think he imagines that Jamaica will be a paradise and that somehow things will be better for him there.